فایل آزمون لیسنینگ درس زبان انگلیسی آزمون شماره 2 از کتاب 20 ساز سال 12. قبل از شروع پخش فایل مجدد یه نکته رو یادآوری کنم، اون هم این که تو امتحان نهایی هر فایل 3 مرتبه، یعنی هر بخش 3 مرتبه پخش میشه برای شنیدن شما، ولی ما توی این کتاب به جای 3 مرتبه 2 مرتبه پخش میکنیم. به این دلیل یک دفعشو کم کردیم که تا حدی اون سر و صدا و نویز سر جلسه، سر صدای محیط یا موقعی نویز بلندگو که باعث میشه یکی از 3 بار عملاً پرت بشه موقع شنیدن شما، ما اون یه بار رو کم کردیم تو این فایل که شما تو خونه وقتی دارین گوش میدین خودتون رو عادت بدین به 2 مرتبه شنیدن، که اگر سر جلسه یکی از 3 دفعه حروم شد و درست نشنیدین براتون مشکل و نگرانی پیش نیاد. بریم شروع کنیم.
دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به فایل صوتی با دقت گوش دهید، سپس جملات صحیح را با ترو و جملات غلط را با فالس مشخص نمایید.
Sam has not come to work. I've heard he's sick, isn't he?
Oh yes, he was not well yesterday.
What's wrong with him?
The doctors are checking his health condition.
It isn't something serious, is it?
I hope not.
Sam has not come to work. I've heard he's sick, isn't he?
Oh yes, he was not well yesterday.
What's wrong with him?
The doctors are checking his health condition.
It isn't something serious, is it?
I hope not.
دانش آموزان عزیز، به مکالمه زیر با دقت گوش دهید و سپس گزینه صحیح را انتخاب نمایید.
It's beginning to snow. Do you like snow?
No, I hate it.
Why? Snow is so pretty.
Yes, but I don't like to drive in it.
Well, it's beginning to snow.
And I have to drive to work.
How far is it to work?
6 miles. Are we going to get much snow?
About 12 inches, they say.
Oh, no. Driving will be dangerous. Please be careful.
It's beginning to snow. Do you like snow?
No, I hate it.
Why? Snow is so pretty.
Yes, but I don't like to drive in it.
Well, it's beginning to snow.
And I have to drive to work.
How far is it to work?
6 miles. Are we going to get much snow?
About 12 inches, they say.
Oh, no. Driving will be dangerous. Please be careful.
دانش آموزان عزیز، به مکالمه زیر با دقت گوش دهید و جاهای خالی را با کلمه مناسب کامل کنید.
How many places have you traveled to?
I visited all the provinces throughout my country.
Who do you usually go with?
I often go with my family, sometimes with my best friends.
Have you ever been abroad?
Yes, I have. I came to Italy last year for a business trip.
What language do you use when traveling?
English, but sometimes I have to use body language, since not all people are good at English.
How many places have you traveled to?
I visited all the provinces throughout my country.
Who do you usually go with?
I often go with my family, sometimes with my best friends.
Have you ever been abroad?
Yes, I have. I came to Italy last year for a business trip.
What language do you use when traveling?
English, but sometimes I have to use body language, since not all people are good at English.
دانش آموزان عزیز، به متن زیر با دقت گوش دهید و جاهای خالی را با کلمه مناسب کامل کنید.
In this lesson, we provide you with some helpful tips on how to use a dictionary effectively. Once you find an entry, you can find the exact meaning of the word, its pronunciation, part of speech, synonyms, antonyms, and probably its origin. Through sentence examples, try to learn words in combination. If you immediately jump into using the dictionary without understanding the pronunciation guide, it can be difficult to figure it out. In this lesson, we provide you with some helpful tips on how to use a dictionary effectively. Once you find an entry, you can find the exact meaning of the word, its pronunciation, part of speech, synonyms, antonyms, and probably its origin. Through sentence examples, try to learn words in combination. If you immediately jump into using the dictionary without understanding the pronunciation guide, it can be difficult to figure it out.
پایان بخش شنیداری